This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Shawn Colvin, who's scheduled for her annual Christmas visit to town. She's performing at the Opera House on Saturday, December 29th, two shows, 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. And she will be featuring, I'm sure, or I'm hopeful she will be, her latest non-such disc, which is All Fall Down. Shawn, thanks so much for joining me.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
So it's been years since we've chatted in any kind of depth. So please remind me, what sparked your interest in music way back when, and did you ever consider another career?
You know, I don't think I had any control over it. I don't remember ever not being interested or loving it or wanting to sing. And then I learned to play the guitar when I was 10. I learned piano at 6 years old, started taking piano lessons, sang in the junior choir at church, and sang with my friends, and, you know, hoarded whatever records I could get or listen to at my parents' house. It just was kind of a given. And I entertain notions here and there, but never, ever, ever seriously. I love to sew. I thought, well, maybe I'll be a designer. Or what else did I think about? It's so off my radar, I don't even know.
Okay. That's good enough. Could you talk about some of your influences? I know that Joni Mitchell was one.
Yeah, she was a very big influence, and I call it, she was kind of my second wave influence. First wave was, of course, well, maybe she's my third wave. I mean, my father's collection of folk music, Pete Seeger, the Kingston Trio, you know, and musicals, Broadway musicals, that was kind of my first tier. Then what happened? Then I took a wrong turn. then it was Joni Mitchell, Jackson Brown, all those folks. And, you know, Paul Simon, James Taylor. I always leave somebody out when I do this.
Of course.
And, you know. And then it was people like Richard Thompson, Paul Brady, kind of the English, in English folk. Influence was really big for me in the, you know, late 80s, mid 80s, around there.
Okay.
And lots of things in between, but those are the major ones.
Okay. This is a sort of very broad question, and you can say, oh, please, but are there any standout moments in a career that really began to peak when you debuted in 1989, and then it's sort of been all pretty much uphill as far as I can remember? So if you can think of any career highlights or Telluride highlights, such as Bluegrass Festival.
You know, the highlights of my career have really been not only meeting my idols, if you will, because that's a thrill, but being able to work with them or sing with them or play with them, or even be friends, you know. I mean, like, Jackson Brown's my friend. I know James. Worked with Joni's husband, so I spent, you know, like a few months at her house in 1991. I mean, I can't even, you know, Bonnie Raitt, played with her. So many people that I can't even count them all, and I just, that's the pinch me stuff. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I mean, it's so lucky. And to that end, I believe it was my second visit to Telluride. I'm pretty sure it was for Bluegrass. And James Taylor was the headliner. And I didn't know him and hadn't met him. And, you know, I did that time. I about couldn't speak. You know, I think I told him I liked his glasses or something equally, you know, nerdy.
Wow. Okay. I'll let you off the hook on that question. It's always just so, in a long career, it's really just hard to recall all the moments. So Thanks for recalling the people.
Oh, you wanted specific moments, didn't you?
No, it's okay. It's okay. Really, Sean, that was a perfect answer.
Okay.
So I'm super familiar with the body of your work. I've probably been to all your concerts. And it's no secret that your lyrics have made your life something of an open book. What makes it possible for you to write such personal songs and sing them year after year? And why not take on the headlines? Why stick to the personal?
Two reasons, I guess. It's what I cut my teeth on, and I think there's a reason for that. There's a reason that appealed to me. You know, because that meant a lot to me. People really telling the truth about themselves, how they felt, you know, what went on in their lives, truth about them, about their feelings and their relationships. It just really meant a lot to me. And it took me a long time before I realized, well, that's how I'm going to write. You know, it really took a long time. I tried all kinds of musical genres, and I was afraid to write. And finally, in the late 80s, I got it. I figured it out, you know. And I knew it had to be personal. I just knew that was the way I had to go. I wanted to. I felt I had something to say, and I had something to offer. And you know, in addition to that, as far as singing the songs on stage and then being personal and whatnot, there are a few that I don't really want to do anymore because they're a little too personal. But I tried to also you know, make the song apart enough from something so personal that it's uncomfortable to just be a good song, because that's what I envied and enjoyed and admired in the people that whose writing I loved, that it was a good song that anybody could get something out of it. That's why it works, you know. It resonates. So you kind of have to walk that line between being confessional and writing a good song.
Wonderful. Thanks for that answer. I assume you will be showcasing All Fall Down at the Opera House. Could you talk about making that album and some of your favorite tracks? You're probably in love with all 11 of them. They're your babies. But if you can sort of shout out about a couple. So the new album, All Fall Down.
Yeah, I made the record in Nashville. Never made a record in Nashville before. I was produced by a very old friend of mine. In other words, we've known each other a long time. He's old. And, well, I guess we're all old. And Buddy Miller is his name.
Right.
And it was just great. You know, I was busy with this book that I was doing. And I just said, Buddy, I really need you to really kind of do a lot for me in this. I don't really want to choose the band. You know, I want you to envision, you know, have the vision for this for me, and you know, I'll write the songs, but I want you and what you know of me, which is a lot, to instinctively tell me what this is gonna, you know, how this is gonna go. So he did. He put together this amazing band, and we made it very quickly. That's how he works, and that's what I wanted to do. And I guess standout tracks for me, well, I'll Fall Down, it's kind of a fun rock and roll song, you know, rocking song a little bit. Change Is on the Way, I really like that one. But yes, as you said, there. Oh, Anne of a Thousand Days. Now there's a personal song, you know. But I that one cracks me up. I really love it.
Okay. And why do you keep coming back to Telluride year after year? I and maybe the answer is your friend, Rosie, but are there other reasons?
Well, I love Rosie dearly, but Yeah, there's other reasons. I mean, it's an amazing place. Not unlike many, many, many people, I fell in love with it when it first came down, up, across, whatever. It's beautiful. There's just a great vibe there. I don't know any place like Telluride. I love to ski. It doesn't suck for that. And I've just always felt welcome there and a part of things, and I've made more and more friends over the years, and it's just kind of part of my life at this point. I expect to go there at least, every year. So.
And final question. You've just written a second, maybe, autobiographical account, a second book, I think, and it's called Diamond in the Rough. Do you want to talk about why you wrote it?
Sure. First book, actually.
Oh, first book. Okay.
First book. I don't know if I could go through that again. And what was the question? I'm sorry.
Just, how did that work with your career as a singer and songwriter and performer to put out a book, and sort of why did you want to do it?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I kind of did it on a dare. I mean, I didn't envision myself as somebody who was going to write a book. Ever. A memoir, like an autobiography, you just can't help but think, well, who wants to hear about it, I mean, unless you're a completely iconic, world-changing, figure. But my manager said, I think you have a story to tell. And I said, well, that may be, but I don't write books. He said, well, write a chapter. So I thought, I can write a chapter. That would be all right. So I just dove in somewhere in the middle and wrote a chapter. And I enjoyed it. And I felt like they say the most important thing when you write, probably even more so with an autobiography, is that you have a voice. You have a clear voice that's appealing, well, not appealing, but that is true. And I found that I felt that I could achieve that. And, both tell the hard stuff and deal with a sense of humor. So I enjoyed that, and I took it on.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And I just hope, I'm very honest about, the hard stuff, the fun stuff. And I guess you can't help but hope, given the fact that probably the most healing thing that I've received going through, some tough times was other folks being willing to be honest about their experiences with whatever it was, depression, alcoholism, et cetera. So giving back, I felt, was part of what I was doing.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Telluride regular Sean Colvin. She is performing at the Sheraton Opera House, part of the Holiday Concert Series, two shows, Saturday, December 29th. Sean, thanks for taking the time to join me.
It was my pleasure. Can't wait to come to Telluride, and I hope I see you all out there.
You will, I'm sure.
Okay.